Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us live on the Troker College Live Line, Ralph Moore, Erie County Republican Elections Commissioner. Ralph, voting has been underway for about 90 minutes. How are things going so far?
Well, it's going very briskly. In the first 10 minutes of voting, between 6 a.m. and 6:10, we had 2,800 people cast their ballots in the first 10 minutes. And in the first hour of voting, we've had about 20,000 registered voters in Erie County cast their ballots.
I mean, that sounds like a lot. I mean, is this shaping up to be a record turnout election in Erie County?
It's going to be a very high turnout election in Erie County. And yes, it is a lot of people coming in. And one of the things that we're asking is that please be patient as you enter the poll booth. Some of the areas are very heavy. The inspectors are getting overwhelmed. And as long as everyone remains calm, there's not going to be any difficulties. We've had a few minor glitches as we go, but all the polling places are open. But with respect to any of the problems that you may be experienced, you can certainly be assured that your vote will count by the end of the day.
You said just a couple of minor glitches. We had a couple of calls into our newsroom, Ralph, one saying that their ballot was put in a lockbox because the machine wouldn't take it. Someone else said that their ballot was put in a tray. Are these the kind of glitches you're talking about?
Yes. There were a few ballots where the timing marks were faded, and it was the machine at the location wasn't reading that properly. That's what the purpose of the emergency bin is. It is in the same tabulation machine. Those votes and those ballots do come back to the Board of Elections. They do get emptied and they do get counted. So no one has to be concerned that if they're putting their ballot in an emergency slot in that machine, that it won't be counted. It certainly will be.
A lot of people are wondering what to expect later on tonight. So for here in Erie County, the polls close at 9. When should we expect to see the results? Or maybe the better question is, what results should we expect to see first?
Well, results will be coming in for early voting and absentee. Those usually come in within the first 20 minutes after 9 o'clock that the polls close. And then as the various locations are closed and locked up and the ballots secured, they will be reporting throughout the evening. But the first results that you should see would be within the first 20 minutes of 9 o'clock, and those would be the early votes and the absentee votes that have been cast.
Absentee votes, are there still some out there, and when is the deadline?
There are a number of absentee ballots that still have to come back to the Board of Elections. As long as the envelope is postmarked by today and received by the Board of Elections within 13 days, that ballot will be opened and counted. So if you do have an absentee ballot and you haven't voted it yet, you still have to not only vote it today, but you either have to deliver it to one of the polling locations, the Board of Elections, or have it postmarked by today.
All right. Well, Ralph, I know it's a busy day for you. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Ralph Moore, GOP Elections Commissioner here in Erie County.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.